Hello friends, how are you today? Welcome to another episode of Being Like Jesus. We're still on the series God and His Word. Today we'll be reading some chapters of the Bible. We'll start with Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 says, "Listen, people of Israel, the Lord is our God. He is the only Lord." Then 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21. "And God is the one who makes you and us strong in Christ. God made us His chosen people." 2 Corinthians 13, 14. 2 Corinthians 13, 14. "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." We believe that God is three in one. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. At first, this may sound a little confusing. We worship one God, but He is three persons in one, which we call the Trinity. Throughout the history of the church, no one has been able to explain the Trinity completely. But we can all agree that just because we don't fully understand it, doesn't mean it's not true. We believe in one eternal God who is the creator of all things. The Bible speaks of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit as one. There are many ways to try and describe the Trinity. You could think of three in one like water. Water can be in three forms: steam, running water, and ice. They are all water, the same substance, but in three distinct forms. You could think of an apple with seeds, flesh, and skin, which all make up one piece of fruit. You could even think of a fidget spinner. Remember those? Three parts stick out, each separate and unique. But when it spins, it looks like one complete unit, right? Yeah. None of these examples are perfect, but they help our minds understand God being three in one. We believe that the Lord our God is one God, who is the creator of all things. He exists in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God is a union of three persons. Each person is fully God and united together as one God. I believe in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I hope you do too. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for today's lesson. Thank you for reminding us and about God three in one. Thank you for today's explanation. It helps us to understand a little bit more of what it means to be three in one. Help us to be people, that boys and girls, that believe in you and in the Trinity. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's it for today. Till same time tomorrow. Do have a wonderful day today. Bye.